An overwhelming calamity, the Great Shock. Shall I tell you about the day of the Great Shock? A day when everyone is bare but no one dares to mock. A day in which the beat of our heart will lose their track. Then the overwhelming calamity is due. When hearts shall rise of the trust grieving inwardly. When every soul shall be rewarded for her earnings justly. When the heavens shall bring an evident smoke vividly. Then the long-awaited day is due. The day in which the sky will be folded like a book. The day in which you will turn back retreating but no Sabio to hook. The day on which a friend shall not avail for his friend not even a look. Then you shall see the real case. And you shall see every nation kneeling down. Every nation shall be called to its book. Well known. Today you shall be rewarded for what you did. Cast down. Your deed shall then decide. The sun will be brought so near that you could reach out and touch it. Everyone will drown in sweat according to this with limit, just of the ankles for some, while for others it might reach their waist, knees for some, while some will literally drown in it. La ilaha illallah. There are people consumed by the land. What they did, you might guess. The scene of rightfully taking the land of someone else. They will sink down the seven layers of earth. What a mess. Then that's the day of recompense. There are some burdened by the property of Zakat not paid. The property is heated on them, it will be laid. And same for the unlawfully consumed, wealth is a flight. And in sins of disobedience, some shall drown. There are those who voluntarily give their wealth. Allah puts a shade of them and away from the sun, they are kept. Those that give charity will have a shed specifically for that until Allah judges between the people. The Quran comes to its readers as a companion, and seven categories will be under Ashur Rahman, Allah's throne, and a shed for those who that spend in the cause of Al-Mannan. The believers will certainly have a shed. They will all await for the judgment, which compared to life has a longer length and just the weight was said to be equivalent to 50,000 years.